If you're going to butcher a cow, how would you go about that?
After killing him.
Or how would you go about killing him? The whole, from the time...
You mean, like me and you want to butcher one for ourselves?
Yeah.
Probably we would shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the farmers, if the old, just butchering on the farm, you know, used to hang them up, pick them up with a lift on the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
With a, like a hay boom.
Mm-hmm.
And skin him.
Mm-hmm.
From the feet down, cut his head off.
Mm-hmm.
And then would gut him.
Mm-hmm.
And take a meat saw and split him. Of course, you'd have halves in there and you'd quarter him up.
Mm-hmm.
And hang him in a cooler. Let him cool for, usually cool about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then cut him up.
Mm-hmm. What different cuts would you get of, say, beef?
Well, off your front quarter you get chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Your roast you get chucks or roast or steaks, you know, depending. And shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Roast or steak. And some hamburger. Off the front, the neck, it's usually used for soup bones or hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the loin is your steaks,
mm-hmm.
your rib,
mm-hmm.
T-bone, then sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on how you cut those is what you come out with. And then after, on your hind, you would have a your round steaks, rump roast,
mm-hmm.
sirloin tip.
Where would you get tenderloin from?
On the inner side of the loin.
Would you have different names for different kinds of cuts of beef?
Yeah.
I mean, you got it down to chuck and sirloin and things like that.
Yeah, we'll start with a rib, but at the beginning of the loin,
mm-hmm.
A boneless rib is referred to as Delmonico.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the rib is cut. They roll the eye of the rib out.
Mm-hmm.
And cut, and it's referred to as a rib eye.
Mm-hmm.
Can be sold as a steak or a roast,
mm-hmm.
depending on how thick you cut it. Your T-bone is, well, and your ribs, you have first cut ribs and center cut ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start with your T-bones, and you have your first cut T-bone, and then the T-bone with the part meat with both sides of the T.
Mm-hmm.
Of the bone is referred to as a porterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the sirloin. It's about the same straight through.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of... You ever slaughtered a hog or a pig?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How would you do that from the beginning?
Man, it's been a while since we killed hogs.
Yeah.
We used to kill them, you know, on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, we usually would kill about four at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And we would boil water in a sugar kettle.
Mm-hmm.
We would go out and shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
And then drag them up and scald them in the hot water and then scrape the hair off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to hang them with a gamlet stick, mm-hmm. ain't what we used to call it, I believe. You ever kill hogs?
I've talked to a lot of people. I've seen it done, but I never done it.
Gamlet stick, I believe, is what we used to call it. We'd cut his heel strings and run through his heel strings and hang him.
Mm-hmm.
And gut him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, go ahead and
mm-hmm.
cut him on up.
Mm-hmm.
They'd save the head and all off a hog.
Mm-hmm.